Welcome back to another Edge Got In podcast, where we are committed to championing your human potential in Christ. Thank you for pushing the pause button today. And as I was meditating this morning on just the different antics of the ego and how the ego can show up, I was praying a simple prayer. Dear God, give me the grace to release trudging under the weight of my ego. When we are moving from that place of our ego, edging God out, doing things on our own, our need to know how things will turn out, our need to know why things happen as they do, it's as if we're a fish swimming through jello. Life becomes very, very thick. And Jesus died to set us free from the yoke of slavery, as we read, which is one of our foundational verses in Galatians 5:1. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm and don't allow yourself to be burdened by the yoke of slavery. So today's topic is the yoke of slavery of needing to know. I need to know. What's behind our need to know? We're going to take a deeper dive in our time together today. And our learning objective is to break the connection. At the end of this podcast, Holy Spirit, may we learn to break the connection between safety and security and our need to know. Our need to know how things will turn out, our need to know why things happen as they do, and all of the anxiety that goes along with that. Lord, we invite you into this time together today. And as our topic gives us that invitation, we're guilty. Our security is tied to our need to know. And we invite your strength and wisdom, as well as the insights needed to release that connection that we have made again and again. I will feel safe as long as I know. And we could fill that in every day. As long as I know this will happen. And just as we explored, Lord, in the last podcast, just that sense of our security being hijacked by exterior circumstance, something outside of us versus having hope in you, in Christ, a person, versus having hope in a certain outcome. And so as you lead us through today's podcast, I invite you to use the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart, to speak life into this specific topic, and to move the hearts of listeners today to a lighter space and the ability to release the attachment between feeling safe and secure and having that oftentimes very intense need to know. Help us, Lord, deliver us from that so that we can run and not grow weary, walk and not faint, so that we can up our trust factor in you, particularly during these times of not knowing so much. There are so many factors we don't know, Lord, but thank you that you do. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Today's topic, is your security tied to your need to know? What's behind your need to know? I want to know, so I don't worry. I want to know so I'm prepared, so I won't fail, so I can get ahead. It's one thing to have a need to know for specific action or preparation for a specific event. For example, you have a work project that's due and you're responsible for a particular part of accomplishing specific tasks. It's important for you to know when that's due. Is it due Friday? Is it due Monday? Or perhaps your children's schedule. It's important to know what is their schedule. Being that many of us are doing, or people out there, actually, I have an empty nester, so I still include myself in that group, even though my kids are grown. Many of you out there are doing tons of different things all at the same time, and one of them is the education of your children. And it's important to know the schedule, what's due when, and how you're going to work through that. There's a difference, though. Come with me on this. There's a difference between needing to know specific details in order to take action and meet expectations that we have as a part of living and moving and having our being as we walk through Earth School, right? Yet too often we take it, we notch it up a bit, and our need to know actually starts to produce anxiety if we don't know. And that's what we're speaking into today. If I don't know this piece of information, I'm going to be worried. I'm going to be fearful. I'm going to lose sleep because I need to know. And there's two things, and I've spoken about this in other podcasts, but two particular thoughts around the need to know tend to slither in when the lights go out at night. And one is, I need to know how things will turn out. And the second one is, I need to know why things happen as they did. Why did that happen? Why did I go through advanced cancer? Why was I diagnosed with advanced cancer 1 week prior to my final divorce court date when my kids were 8, 10, and 12? Why did that happen? I need to know. What's behind that need to know? Well, if I know, then maybe I'll be able to release it. Is that true? So that's a coaching question. What's behind your need to know? And what do you need to know today in order to feel secure? As we spoke about in the last podcast, we took a deeper dive into hope and understanding that hope is in a person, in Jesus Christ. It's not optimism and it's not positivity, because positivity and optimism have to do with a specific outcome, something that happens outside of you or that you're looking forward to. As followers of Christ, our hope is in Christ, in a person. And our hope will expand as we expand our relationship with the one who calls us by name, the one who adores you. God adores you. He knows how many hairs are on the top of your head. He knows you by name. Jesus is our shepherd. He is the good shepherd. And as with all of the podcasts that come through me, this podcast came from another text that my daughter sent me from Father Schmidt's podcast or message that he gave out. And it really inspired me to go a little bit deeper into this need to know, because I've taught on this before, those two questions. I need to know how things are going to turn out, and I need to know why things happen as they do. And it's that I just need to know this. Why? What's behind that need to know? Because, and I usually push away a little bit from the question why, because why usually puts people on the defense. Oftentimes when people ask, why are you doing that? It puts you on the defense to defend why you're doing that. So a more well-posed coaching question would be, what is behind that? What is behind your need to know? What you want to know today in order to feel more secure? Even in that statement, there are the pieces of spilling out of yourself, being hijacked by the outer world. We live in an insecure world. We spoke about that on the previous podcast. This is an insecure world, and our security is in Christ. So we're going to explore a few stories from Scripture, as well as words from Jesus, straight up words from Jesus on what we can put our needing to know into, pour it into these scriptures. Because as we know these scriptures, then our security will be bumped up from where it is today. When your security is in the world, you will rise and fall depending upon how the world is judging you, how it's responding. Should you wear a mask? Should you not wear a mask? When are schools going to close? When are they going to open? Should I go to the grocery store? No, I don't know if I should go to the grocery store. Should I go to this grocery store because I have to wear a mask? No, maybe I'll go to that grocery store because I can wear a mask, but then I can take it off so I can breathe so I don't get lightheaded and I might pass out. I don't know what to do. Is that the best way to do it or no? Because there's theory out there that says, no, you shouldn't wear a mask. Should I? Shouldn't I? I just need to know. Tell me, what do I need to do? Now, these are all words, thoughts from the exterior world. Should I stay in my house? Should I not stay in my house? What's the protocol going back to work? Should I open up? Should I not open up? and all of these questions. Now, as I mentioned earlier in the podcast, there are facts, that's observable data. It's something called the ladder of inference. The ladder of inference is to keep off the stage of drama. The first area that you want to stay in is to go with observable data as you're discerning what you need to know in order to make healthy, positive choices in your behavior moving forward. Today, what we're getting into is the anxiety that comes from when you need to know things outside of you and you're abandoning or stepping away from or giving less authority to the strength of God within you. So today is kind of a resurrection invitation to resurrect that strength within you that is greater than exterior questions and wonderings that where stress and anxiety can literally have you go green in 125 thousandths of a second. So we're going to jump into some specific scriptures. Let's start with Jesus' words here. And we're looking at, if you've got your Bibles, pull them out. John chapter 10, verses 14 through 18. And then we're going to skip to verse 25 through 30. At edgegodin.com, you will find a one sheet to help you capture today's learnings. If you don't have that printed out, simply ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, what are three things for me today that could help me to lean into you and out of my need to know in order to feel secure? My goodness, what if we could feel secure whether we know or whether we don't know? This is the invitation that's given in today's podcast, to feel secure whether you know or whether you don't know. As we begin, chapter 10, verse 14 in the Gospel of John, I am the good shepherd. Now, have high noticing around the word know. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay my life down for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of the sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down again, authority to pick it up. This command I received from my Father. Now jumping to verse 25. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. No one. And I just want to pause here for a minute and just expand on that. Nothing, no thought, no opinion, no situation, no outcome, no past, no present, no future can snatch you out of the hand of your Father, of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He's declaring safety here. He's declaring security here. I give them eternal life, security, and they shall never perish, security. No one can snatch them out of my hand. Security. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. Security. No one, again, you always got to lean in when Jesus is repeating something. Again, no one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one. Security. Where is our security today? What percentage of your mind space is thrown into the lap of the security of Christ through your thoughts, what you think, what you meditate upon, what you expose yourself to, how you choose to respond to life? Because that all fuels the behavior. In the ladder of inference, you start with observable data. And if you have a filter of insecurity, then that observable data The observable data here is exactly what Jesus said. That's observable data right there. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. This is data that Jesus is straight up. It's the red letters, as I've spoken about before, speaking into our lives. You are safe. You are safe. You are safe. You are safe. I am with you, no matter what. I am with you. As we read in verse 14, I'm the good shepherd. I know my sheep. And my sheep know me. Do you know Jesus' voice in your life? He speaks into our lives through the archway of peace, peace of heart, peace of mind. And it's a peace that passes all human understanding. So it doesn't make sense. When everything is falling apart around you, this peace rises up. And you hear that inner voice, and I'm with you. And it's going to be okay. You're going to be okay. I'm with you. You're going to be okay. A perfect example of this, if we flip to Luke chapter 1, is the story of when Gabriel pops into Mary's life and basically says, hey, you're going to be carrying the Son of God, and you're going to give birth to the Son of God. That's just my version of what kind of rolls out in Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. This incredible opportunity we have to see observable data right here. We can observe this. We can imagine it. If you've seen Jesus of Nazareth by Franco Zeffirelli, they do an incredible rendition of this moment. Mary falls to her feet. She's hearing Gabriel in her spirit. She's hearing Gabriel speak. And we're told here in the first chapter of Luke, in the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth. Can you imagine? Wouldn't that be amazing? What if Gabriel showed up in your room tonight? And he just lets you know one thing. Hey, God's got your back. Jesus knows your name. Listen to his voice. Follow him. You're going to be okay. It's going to be okay. God is with you. No matter what, you're safe. Now that helps, having Gabriel pop in to your room at night, just saying. And so Mary has this encounter with Gabriel. And Gabriel isn't just like one of those just average, he's advanced. He's in an executive position, so to speak. So Gabriel pops in, shows up to Mary, who is a virgin, by the way, observable data at that time, we're told, and pledged to be married to a man, observable data, named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary, observable data. The angel went to her and said, greetings, you're highly favored. The Lord is with you. So again, can you imagine? Gabriel, showing up in your room tonight. However you'd finish that sentence stem, what's behind your need to know? And you just have that conversation. And the response of Gabriel is, the Lord is with you. Do you know that the Lord is with you? Do you know that God works everything together for an ultimate good to those who trust him, rely on him, lean on him? Do you know that greater is he who lives in you than is in the world? Do you know that God has plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you hope in a future? Do you know that? Do you know the one who calls you by name never sleeps or slumbers? He watches over you constantly. Do you know Jesus Christ of Nazareth? Do you know his voice? This is the invitation today, in today's podcast, to shift our locus of focus. your whatever you focus on grows bigger. Are you focusing on the exterior things to know? What if you could just gather all that in and repurpose that need to know? I need to know you, God. I need to know your peace. I want to know your peace. I want to linger in your presence. I want to feel your presence. I want to know that you're with me. I want to know that you will work everything out for an ultimate good. Grant me your peace. That's the knowing that results in security versus insecurity. So we continue. This is the encounter of Gabriel with Mary. Greetings, highly favored. The Lord is with you. Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. Can you imagine? Greetings, put your name in there. You're highly favored. The Lord is with you. What? What does that mean? She was troubled. But the angel said to her, do not be afraid. Mary, you have found favor with God. By the way, just in case you forgot, you have found favor with God. As a follower of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you have found favor with God. It's just like the story with David when he was searching the kingdom for any descendant of Jonathan or Saul. Is there any descendant that's still out there that I might show them favor? And they found a man who was crippled in his feet, who was the son of Jonathan. And when David found this out, he said, bring him in. And as a result of that, because of his lineage and the favor that David was showing upon this man, he brought him into his table, and every night he ate at the king's table from that moment on. And he blessed, David blessed him. Why? Because of his association. You have an association with Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If you don't know Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and you happen to stumble upon this podcast, get to know him. I remember when I was 17 and I saw people that were on fire for Christ, and I wanted what they had. They had a security that was beyond what I could see here, what you could see in the outer world. They had something going on inside that I didn't have. I was living in insecurity. And I remember one night I just hit my knees and I said, Jesus, I want that. I don't know what that looks like for me, but they're saying that you're loving. And so in spite of everything I've done, I'm going to trust that you love me. Show me what it's like to walk with you. I open my life, my heart to you. Be the Lord of my life moving forward. And as you get to know Jesus, you get to know that you know that you know that you have the favor of God walking with you. And so here we have Gabriel speaking to Mary. You found favor with God, particularly Mary. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great. He'll be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end. Mary's response, how can this be? Now, she's going on observable data there. I'm a virgin, and she must have known at that point, obviously, because she was betrothed to Joseph. I don't know how that's possible. And she asked the angel this, well, how can this be? And the angel answered, the Holy Spirit's going to come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. And then Gabriel goes on to share Elizabeth, who's in her old age, is pregnant as well. Nothing. And then he says in verse 37, for nothing is impossible with God. If you must know something, know this. Nothing is impossible with God. Be attentive to seeking and knowing that in your life. That equals security. If you know that you know that you know, nothing is impossible with God. Mary received that. She didn't have any pushback in that situation. Now, I'm just being straight up. If I was in that situation, I would have a lot of questions. So what about this? Or what about that? Or what's going to happen? Because, you know, people get stoned for this kind of thing. And I don't want to be killed because I'm going to definitely lose some sleep over that. Because if they all of a sudden they see that I'm with child and I'm not married, I could be stoned. And I would have all of these needing to knows pop up. I need to know this. Just tell me this. And then I can sleep safely. Then I can be at rest. Then I can take a deep breath and relax. If I could just know that. Perhaps you would have some wonderings as well. Now, Gabriel could have said flat out, just listed everything out. And same thing. If God wanted us to know, we could know in an instant. He could have said to Mary, hey, just so you know, there's going to be a time when somebody comes and you're going to have some three wise men come. And then there's going to be a threat on the life of Jesus. That's his name, Jesus. There's going to be a threat on his life. And but don't worry. Don't worry, because God is with you and you will be safe. And then he could have gone on and said a bunch of other things that were going to happen. And one time you're going to lose him and you're not going to know where he is for 3 days. 3 days, you're not going to know where he is. And don't worry, because I'm with you and it'll all work out. And then it's going to get really tough. It's going to be really, really tough. Your son is going to take the weight of the world on his shoulders. He is going to be the sacrificial lamb. And he will be crucified. And he will die. And he will be buried. And have no fear. Don't be insecure. Don't be worried. Because on the third day, he's going to rise from the grave. And this is what Jesus was trying to prepare his disciples, but it was such a foreign thought to them at that time. And they were so in the moment in the world at that time, it didn't make sense. And when things don't make sense to our 5% of our conscious mind that we have available to use on a day-to-day basis, then we will start to create drama. We'll start to mind read. We'll fortune tell. Well, I know this isn't going to work out. I just know they're not going to call me back. Nope, I know I'm going to be furloughed. I know I'm not going to get another job. I just know it. Well, how do you know? I just know. Be very careful about what you declare with your mouth. Believe in your heart, declare from your mouth the knowing that God is with you and all things are possible. The knowing that, as Mary declared, may it be done to me as you have said. May it be done to me as you have said. May that be our prayer of confidence, because that's an ultimate prayer of confidence right there. Lord, this is crazy right now. I don't know how my future is going to turn out. My husband's been furloughed. I don't have a job. I don't know what I'm going to do. I have no idea what to do. And I am willing to know what I know. And I know you are faithful. I've gone through difficult times before. And I know you carried me through them. I've gone through doubting before. And I know that you have provided a way. I have gone through faith crisis. And I know that you brought people to speak life into my life before. I know that I am your sheep and you are my shepherd. And I know that you've laid your life down for me. I know that I'm told I can hear your voice. Help me to up my faith factor and show me what that's like. I want to hear your voice over the voice of insecurity I'm feeling. Help me to pursue knowing you, because as I know you, then my safety and connection will be secure. And they can't be rocked. Because as you told me, Lord, you are my shepherd. I want to know your voice even more today than yesterday. I want to know the truth of what you declared in the scriptures, that you give me eternal life, that I will never perish, no matter what, that nothing can separate me from your love, neither height nor depth. Anything in all creation cannot separate me from your love, and no one can snatch me out of your hand. I declare that knowing in my life over my fear, my worry of needing to know how something is going to turn out, my need to know why this happened or why is this happening. And my brothers and sisters in Christ, I speak with much compassion on this topic because as I was diagnosed with advanced cancer and told I had 5 years to live, 1 week prior to my final divorce court date, there was a lot of things I didn't know. Would I be that percentage that didn't make it? Would I leave my children without a mother? There were many times when I would cry out to the Lord and say, I just need to know this. If I just know this, if I just know, Lord, that I'm going to live, then I can have peace today. That was my just need to know. What's yours today? If I just know this, then I can be at peace. And the Lord didn't give me the answer. Oh, by the way, 13 to 14 years later, you will live and you will thrive. And not only will you thrive, you'll be able to experience being a grandmother. He didn't tell me that at the time. Jesus is always going for the character so that we could live a life of love and peace and confidence, so that we could consider ourselves fortunate when all kinds of trials come our way. For if by faith we succeed in those trials, what do we get? The ability to endure in times of uncertainty, which, by the way, my brothers and sisters, we're always living in times of uncertainty. We got into that in our previous podcast. We live in an insecure world. We are pilgrims here. We are simply passing through. So we up our trust factor in the one who does know. That's where our sense of security will really start to kick in. Because as Jesus said, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life. And no one or no thing will snatch them out of my hand. And I can say with full confidence that over 5 years of intense treatment and not knowing, and every year that I have, I don't know if it will return, the little cancer that I went through. All I know is that God promises never to leave me or forsake me. He promises to work out everything for an ultimate good, no matter what. And he promises to be with me even in death. And as I'm told here, there is no death. There is eternal life. One heartbeat stops here. One heartbeat starts there. One breath exhales here. One breath starts there. As St. Paul says, this is a tent. I long to be with my Lord, yet I choose to stay here because God has plans for you. If your eyes open today and you're tuning into today's podcast, he has plans for you today. He has plans that are beyond what you can comprehend. So it's upping your understanding of the character of God, upping your understanding of how he's always showed up and will continue to show up. In Exodus 13, 21 through 22, by day, the Lord went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud to guide them on their way. And by night, in a pillar of fire to give them light so they could travel by day or night. They actually had a choice. They had a pillar of cloud, and they had a pillar of fire to guide them. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we have the presence through the Holy Spirit living within us, the same Spirit that rose Christ from the dead. No longer is God's word written on a tablet. It's written on our hearts so that we could rise up, be courageous and confident followers of Christ, so that we can know and be confident that our light and momentary troubles, these are light and momentary. Light and momentary troubles. So our light and momentary troubles that we are going through right now, the glory that will be revealed to us in Christ will far outweigh them all. So we fix our eyes not on what we see in our outer world, but what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary. What is unseen is eternal. So what's behind your need to know? Bring that before the Lord, just as I did when I went through the eye of the storm. I just need to know I'm going to live. Did he tell me and show up and tell me that I was going to live? No. He loved me enough not to give me that answer right away because he wanted to create the kind of confidence that day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, that I could declare my God is faithful. Because I had enough boots on the ground experience of seeing his faithfulness over an extended period of time. God is faithful. When was the last time you went through a hard time? You're not alone. You're not alone. God is with you. I'm going to end today's podcast with several specific scriptures that if we know the truth of these scriptures and allow the Holy Spirit to anchor them in our lives, as well as make them come alive, because we have the same Spirit that rose Jesus Christ from the grave. Jesus, you're a good shepherd. Make these words come alive in us, so much so that this is where we put our security. This is what we need to know in order to feel secure. Give us the strength to break the connection between safety and security and our need to know how things will turn out, and to shift that focus to the truth found in these scriptures. The first scripture is Psalms 121, verses 1 through 8. I lift my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Now, I have to be honest here. When I was going through advanced cancer and I lost all my hair, my eyebrows, my eyelashes, my breasts, and when they found more cancer in my body and it wasn't looking good, I had a choice point. And I'm sharing this today because perhaps, listener, you have that little pushback going on as I'm reading these scriptures. No, the Lord didn't keep me from cancer. No, the Lord didn't protect me from losing my job or protect me from losing during a 2-year period of time. I had 6 of my friends die of the same disease that God gave me the grace to conquer. So there's a lot of emotions with that. We all have our information to push back. I invite you today to just put down your fighting stance for a moment. Invite the Holy Spirit to help these words override your doubt, override your anger, override your fear. Just for a moment, give Jesus the opportunity to speak into your worry and your insecurity. Lord, even though I don't really believe this right now, I'm willing to give you more authority than my doubt. Lord, even though I read these words and I'm not really buying in because my life's falling apart right now, I'm willing to give you more authority over my life and over my fear and over my doubt. Give Jesus a chance. I've never come up empty-handed. In 5 years of intense treatments and losing everything that I was attached to, I've never been come up empty-handed. The Lord is faithful. The one who calls you, who will also give you the strength to do it. We simply need to remember to ask for it. There were many times I was crying out at night, and I would just hear Jesus gently say, ask me, what do you want? Not a physical thing, but what do you want? I want strength and peace, and I got it. The Lord is faithful. The second verse is to really lean into. It comes from Isaiah 40. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ. There was times when I was crawling to the shower because I did not have the strength to stand up because I was shaking so badly because of the chemo and the radiation and the surgeries. He gives strength to the weary and the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But, huge shift here, those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Hope is in a person. They will soar on the wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Claim that truth in your life. The next verse is Romans 8. Comes from Romans chapter 8, starting at verse 35 through 39. And these will be posted under today's podcast. After I get the podcast up, I'll also post the scriptures I'm referencing here so that you can pray them into your insecurity and claim victory in Christ. So Romans 8, 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake, we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything, nor coronavirus in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Speak these scriptures into your fear. 1 Peter 5, 7 and 8, cast all your anxiety upon him, for he cares for you. Be alert and sober of mind. Why? Because your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him and he will flee. Put your hope in God. Put your security in God. Put your need to know into one area. I need to know God. I need to know the one who does know. Who does know what to give me in the present moment. He gives me everything I need to know now. And if he's not giving it to you now, there's a reason that far outweighs your not knowing now. And that's where that trust factor comes in, to up your trust factor. These last several podcasts have been speaking into fear, lack of trust, hope in the midst of insecurity. And today we're talking about our need to know connected to our sense of security. We need to know what? We need to know God loves us. God loves you. Jesus is a good shepherd. He calls you by name. He calls me by name. And he wants us to know him and the power of the resurrection experience within us over fear, over doubt, over the need to know in order to feel safe, over our anxiety. And so we can choose today to give more authority to our shepherd to the one who calls us by name, and to the one who holds us so tight that no one or nothing can snatch us out of his hand. Why? Because God has given us to Jesus. We have favor with God through Jesus. We are invited to the banquet through Jesus. No one can snatch us out of his hands. No one can snatch us out of the Father's hands. Through Jesus, he's our advocate through this time, through the power of the Holy Spirit, speaking life into the darkness, speaking life into the insecurity. I recently wrote a book with a dear friend and colleague of mine who's co-hosted several of the podcasts called Stop Letting the World Be the Boss of You, 25 Solutions to Refresh Your Identity in Christ. This is a worthy read, not because I just want to sell books, because this book was definitely put out through God's inspiration and God's desire. This book contains Stop Letting the World Be the Boss of You, specific guidance, specific tools to help you to be alert and sober of mind so that you can stand firm and resist. Resist being hijacked by the experience outside of you or the thoughts that produce those worrisome behaviors of shrinking back, of living a fearful life and posturing, rather than those behaviors that showcase the living presence of Christ within you. There's a big difference. And that's that posturing that Mary said yes to. May it be done to me according to your will. And there she goes. She could be stoned. And we get so fearful at times, we think that we can be stoned because of something that's happened. Invite the Holy Spirit into that fear, that anxiety. Holy Spirit, we invite you in. We invite you into this podcast, the learnings that have landed on the hearts of the listeners. Make them come alive. Lord, I know for sure we are seed planters. It's only you that can make the seeds grow. So we pray for growth, to move away from the exterior world and our sense of security, and to come back to our heart, to be still, to know that you are God, to be courageous, to be confident, to know and believe and rely on when you say, do not fear, I am with you. I go ahead of you. I lead you on. Is that enough for you? To know that. Help it to be enough for us, Lord. Help it to be enough to know that you go before us. And that's enough. That's all we need to know for our sense of security, our sense of inner peace, and confidence that all is well with our soul. Give us the strength to know enough now, to show up as the person you're calling us to be. In whatever situation we're in, help us to trust you and to do good, to be self-controlled, to be joyful always, to pray continually, to give thanks in all circumstances. That's what we know. That's what we can know and what we can act on, Lord. Help us to know that you are faithful, to know that you are with us. You are our cloud by day and fire by night. Help us to know that all things work out for an ultimate good, even though it doesn't make sense to us right now. We're willing to toss that not knowing into your lap. And to know that that is enough to act on. To act on these truths and the courage to live out these truths, to have confidence that you call us by name and you are faithful. You will meet us in the moment with everything we need for security, for confidence, for peace. We want to listen to your voice quicker today than yesterday. And give us the strength to hear your voice over fear, doubt, and worry, the lyrics of mind reading and fortune telling based on our need to know in the worldly realm. We're pilgrims, Lord. We're your children. You've bought us with a price. Lead us home. Shepherd us through this time of not knowing. Shepherd us, Lord, back into your peace and your confidence moving forward. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you for joining us today at Edge Got In. As I've done before with many podcasts, this podcast has an incredible invitation that can be life-changing. So I invite you to listen again, or even a third time. Write down, invite the Holy Spirit, what's for me, Lord? I want to get this. I want to know what you want me to know moving forward, and to know about you so that I can follow your voice and be a good sheep and follow you. Because I know you have plans to prosper me, not to harm me, give me hope in a future. Ask God to show you that. He will. He will not leave you empty-handed. Why? He adores you. He knows you by name. Visit us at edgegotin.com. And if you're inspired by today's podcast, please share it with someone who's feeling anxious and worried today. To speak the word of God into those shadows so that they can rise up and experience that confidence in Christ as their shepherd. Enjoy your gift of life and give them heaven out there. There's enough of the other side going on.